Shannon's Corner. How are you today?
Hi, Shannon. Good morning.
Good morning.
We are terrific, Shannon, and we are delighted to be with you, as always.
Well, thank you for calling, because, boy, you guys, I mean, this program, The Fear of Being Fabulous, or it really is Overcoming the Fear of Being Fabulous, is not a small thing. I mean, this is not one of those programs that's kind of, well, listen to this, it's some positive talk, and, you know, change the way you think and then move on. It's not. This is about excavating your inner fears, your inner messages that we don't even know are there. As I said, why is life so complicated, and who needs this program? Are many of us afraid of being fabulous?
We would say that almost everyone carries around some level of unconscious, and by unconscious we mean out of conscious awareness, fear of being more present, more successful, more loving, more receptive in their lives, in whatever ways it plays out, but most people are unaware of it, except at the level of embarrassment or shyness or reticence to go forward in some particular area. On the other hand, some people are really actively aware of it because it's maddening to them. They feel depressed, they feel anxious, they feel stuck, and they don't know why.
Are these inner demons that you're talking about, are these things that are, I mean, inner demons might sound a little bit strong, but they kind of are so inward. They were things from our childhood that we never, and I use that word excavated, because this is what this reminds me of. Like, we have to pull this out, excavate it from the kind of trenches of our soul to get it out and look at it, and many people are afraid of it, right?
Yes, Shannon, you know, you say that demons may be a little strong. I don't think it's the strength that's the issue. I think using the word demon is misdirected, because it sort of has a supernatural overtone.
Right.
This is something that's very, very grounded in the way we live. We've worked with people at all levels, including very, 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 very high-end executives. And everybody at some point in their life faces something that stops them. And one simple example is, you've known women and or men who decide they want to lose weight, and they don't. And so they go, they don't lose weight, and then they decide again they want to lose weight, and they don't. And they decide again they want to lose weight, and they don't. The point is, something is operating inside of them that is an unconscious preference. And I can give you an example out of my own life eventually, but it's an unconscious preference that keeps them in place, while consciously they think they want to move from here to there, and unconsciously they do not have the internal permission to make the move. And when we say fabulous, we want to be really clear. We don't mean fabulous like the Taj Mahal, or you
right.
become queen of England. It's not that kind of fabulous, although in some cases it can be. It's mostly that you need to move beyond where you are now into a larger dimension of your own life. And in so doing, you will become somebody you were not before you actually made the move, and not in such a way that is so dramatic people don't recognize you, but your own experience is something that's different from how you used to be, and all of us experience that at one point or another, unless we are emotionally dead, and that can happen. So life is a growth, and as you grow forward, you will hit these moments, and in these moments, it's really helpful to have a technique to get beyond them.
What you're talking about here is unconscious loyalties, and those loyalties are stopping us, right, from fulfilling our potential. And they come from often very well-meaning parents and, you know, relatives or maybe high school friends that said something to you. But these are things that probably go further back than that, to our early childhood, where, you know, our parents said, you know, we don't do this, or you shouldn't do this, or you're not really smart enough or capable, or, you know, don't try to stand out too much. I know growing up in my generation, we were never supposed to really like ourselves. I remember when my daughter was little and she wore a shirt that said, "I love me." My mother freaked out. She said, "You can't let her wear that." And I said, "Oh, no, I think it's very good." Because her generation, you're not supposed to do that. So, I mean, these are the unconscious loyalties you're talking about, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. And just like your mother said, "Oh, you can't let her wear that."
Right.
Instead, we now know that it's important to like yourself.
Exactly.
But for so many people, they've been raised in families where the unconscious loyalty is to those old teachings of don't speak up, don't ask too many questions, don't brag about yourself, never toot your own horn, How many people were raised hearing, never toot your own horn?
Right.
Well, goodness, if you are not capable of speaking well about yourself, you're not going to do well on job interviews. You're not going to do well on a date. And then you're going to wonder how life is passing you by, and you keep ending up with a mediocre outcome.
And, Shannon, it's really important to understand that this is in no way blaming anyone
right.
or faulting anyone, because all of us go through this. However, each of us grow up forming and maintaining and retaining and almost clinging to certain beliefs and attitudes and emotional responses. Those are very often formed when we're very, very young, and as a result, they become habituated, and once they become habitual, we no longer pay attention to them, and they sink into the unconscious. And so as a result, all of us do it, and so if, for example, you can't let her wear that, it's not something that your mother or any mother should be faulted for, other than to say, to explain your position and help your mother, in this case, extend beyond the limit that she's placed on herself with regard to what can be said about herself and what can't.
But in the program, and the program is a series of tapes that are wonderful and really help you through this and really help to understand it in a very logical way. And, you know, this is not psychobabble and some just positive talk. This really helps excavate the things that are secretly holding you back. And these sort of things, like my mother and the shirt, I mean, that sort of thing, if she doesn't get over it, you know, my daughter was comfortable wearing it, I'm comfortable with her allowing it, but being in between, I understood there was a part of me that almost wanted to say, take that off. And as much as I wanted
right.
to change my mother, I can't change her. So should we be working on changing others or just changing ourselves? I mean,
we can't. It's a great question, Shannon. But the fact is, we cannot change anybody else.
Mm.
But we can help ourselves open up. And you're right. Jim and I developed Overcoming the Fear of Being Fabulous as a series of audio programs that guide people to exploring and discovering these kinds of things. Just like, Shannon, you're giving the example that you can see that your mother, in thinking that your daughter should never wear a T-shirt that says, I like me, is the voice of play yourself down, play
mm-hmm.
yourself down, never show off. But what we encourage people to do when they work with our program is to look into the corners of where those messages came from that they're still being loyal to, but they haven't been paying attention to it. So, and we get feedback all the time from people who say, my goodness, I had no idea. One gal said, I had no idea that my mother actually brainwashed me to marry the wrong kind of man, and I married three of them in a row, and one of them tried to kill me.
Oh, gosh. But, you know, as
yes.
you say, we can't necessarily blame the parents. This is, you know, they had probably very good reasons for saying and doing this in their generation from where they came from. Maybe they thought they were very protecting us. They thought they were protecting her by saying, choose
okay.
this type of
yeah.
guy. Right. So, but our job is as parents, and even my daughter's job is probably going to be at one point to be certainly who she is without needing my approval. But we all need
right.
that approval, right? How can we get to such a point like we're 30, 40, 50 years old, and we still kind of can't, you know, get ourselves away from this, that we still have limitations that are theirs and not ours. How do we excavate ourselves from them? I know it's just not an easy two-step thing, and your program lays it out, but if someone's listening and they're thinking, well, I'm too old for this, are we ever too old for this?
The answer is no, because the brain is really, literally, the gray matter is really plastic in the sense that no matter how old you are growing new neurons and new connections in the brain. So we're never too old. But the point I want to make here is this isn't just something that you do because you don't have anything to do on Friday. This is something that always comes up when people hit walls
yeah.
or when they try to do something and it doesn't work. You have no doubt known people, so have we, so have all of your listeners, have known somebody, or maybe more than one somebody, who keeps doing the same thing over and over again and claiming they want a different result. And they keep not getting a different result, and they're frustrated and maddened by the process because what's happened is literally they keep getting the result that is in alignment with what is what they hold unconsciously as their beliefs and attitudes. So the result is not the wrong result, is actually the correct result with respect to what's happening unconsciously. But if you don't know that, it just seems really bizarre. So this generally comes up when people are dissatisfied with what's happening in their life, and then you have to do something about it, or either that, or you just stop, settle down, and then let life run you. But this is not a Sunday afternoon pastime. This
No.
is something that generally arises when your life is not working.
Right, and when your life is not working, you got to pay attention, because everywhere you go, there
Yes,
you
exactly.
are. You're going to hit that same wall
Exactly.
everywhere you go, and if you don't at some point do your work, you're not going to get through it. We have to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about that resistance that you're talking about, whether it's unconscious
okay.
or otherwise, and how we can get past it. We're going to be back here in just a few on WTBQ.
WTBQ.
Hi, and welcome back to Shannon's Corner. I am Shannon Devereaux Sanford, and don't go anywhere. We are talking to husband and wife psychology team, Judith Shervin and Jim Snikowski, and we are talking about their program, Overcoming the Fear of Being Fabulous. And if you're just tuning in, we were talking about unconscious loyalties that are buried in all of us, and how we sometimes need an inner permission to move forward, even when we don't know it. And if you're stuck in any area of your life and you can't move forward, this program is definitely for you. It is a brilliant program that goes way beyond the kind of psychobabble, positive thinking sort of thing. This is about doing the work you need to do to move forward and claim your life as your own, so that you don't give it away to someone else or unconscious loyalties that were formed many years ago. As I said before we took a break, we were talking about that resistance. And you guys were both mentioning that resistance is very strong, isn't it? There's a certain loyalty in those unconscious loyalties that often for many people don't want to go there. Are we afraid of what we're going to see, or we just don't know that we should go there?
Well, to some degree, you've hit the nail on the head. Often we don't really want to see what it is because it will disturb our picture of how we see ourselves, how we see our environment, how we see what's required for us to go forward, but also because it will disrupt our notion of how we were brought up, just like you're seeing what your mom said about that T-shirt. But what we encourage everyone to consider is, if they're feeling stuck in their life now, in any area, relationships, work, money, for a lot of people they get, you know, really hung up on money, health, friendships, romance, getting a career promotion, whatever it might be, take a look and see that something, perhaps you have no idea what it is, but something is producing inside of you a kind of resistance. And you can't even see it, because it feels normal to feel the way you do. And that's why we want to encourage you to check out the program that Shannon is introducing you to. It's our program called Overcoming the Fear of Being Fabulous. And we keep talking about it. I want to make sure you can go check it out. You can go see it at tinyurl.com/ShannonSaysYes, all lowercase.
It is on Shannon's Corner. So
that's the web address, if I may just briefly say.
No, I understand.
Tinyurl.
For listeners, it's just on Shannon's Corner. We have a full page up on Shannon's Corner, and it's definitely there.
Okay.
So just go to WTBQ, click on Shannon's Corner, and everything is right there. There's a hot link. All you have to do is click on it. You don't have to write it down. So it's all there for everyone. So when people see that they're stuck in their lives and they're not moving forward, I mean, what you're talking about is needing to see that you might not see what's going on underneath everything, but if things aren't working the way you want them to, and you keep hitting that brick wall and you keep kicking the cat and saying, this is not working, why can't I move forward? This is when you need something like this. You need this program, right?
Exactly. And the phrase that you just said, and I said it earlier in my way, why can't I move forward? I keep trying, I keep trying,
right.
I keep claiming I want it, and it keeps not happening. What is going on? Let me give you an example. Judith once had a client. Judith and I were psychotherapists, and Judith had a client, female, and her specific complaint was that she couldn't develop a relationship with a man. But she also thought that men were really nasty people. And to find out that she, in this case, this is an extreme, but I want to make the point, she was raised by a very abusive father, and I believe a grandfather, an uncle or something.
Yes.
And as a result, she formed conclusions early on that men are dangerous and they're painful.
And they're jerks.
And what she had as her as a project, even though she wasn't aware of it, is her project was to prove that men were dangerous and painful.
Mm.
And that's what she would do when she would be going out into the world.
And she only had social antenna for those kind of rotten men. She couldn't see that there were really fabulously good, decent men out in the world. She only had antenna for the guys that would prove her theory.
So as a result, she was maddeningly frustrated because she could never get a relationship going. But underneath it, her deeper commitment was to prove to herself and justify her own pain that men were jerks. And so she would go out and she would behave in ways that would cause that to happen. And then she'd say, see? And in the relationship and the work that she did with Judith, she came to understand that underneath all of this relationship failure, there was an actual commitment to something else that was deeper and more important. And that phrase is really critical, because when we use the word loyalties, we have unconscious loyalties, or another way to say it is we have unconscious contracts with ourselves that are more important than what we are thinking consciously. And in that instance, the unconscious will always trump the conscious, so that what we say we want and where we say we want to go is all true consciously, but doesn't have the power of the unconscious unconscious habit, because it will dominate every time. The unconscious will dominate every time, mainly for two reasons, and this is not mystery. It's because it's unconscious, you can't see it, you don't know it's actually there, and if you don't know it's there, you can't understand how it is that you can keep ending up in the same place.
So our job, I'm going to cut you off here because we only have about a minute and a half. Our job is to find that, is to do that, is to excavate that, is the word that I keep coming up with, is to excavate that out so we can look at it, understand it, and move past it. And until we pull it out and look at it, we can't step over it and move past it onto our own life. That is going to hold us back. And this is what your program, Overcoming the Fear of Fabulous, does. Allows you to pull out those demons, those unconscious loyalties, those things that are holding you back that you're being very successful towards. That you are actually doing what they want them to, what they want you to do, but not what you want to do. Okay, so we have to wrap it up for today, but let me tell our listeners that you will be back July 16th and 23rd, same time, and we will go over this. And I want to also, at that point, talk about how this can affect relationships. And instead of sometimes getting out of relationships, maybe you need to work there, too, so you can get past it and stay in the relationship. So we're going to talk about that.
Oh, absolutely. There are so many holdbacks that people are experiencing in their relationships that they don't need to have happen.
I know, and listening
to
your tape.
That's a critical term, Shen.
It is. Unfortunately, we have to wrap it up for today.